難しいね。Hi, this is JD Wisgo from selftaughtjapanese.com, and this is episode 12 of my new podcast, Japanese Grammar and More. In previous episodes, we focused a lot on learning particles. Just as a reminder, particles are small words that have a big influence on the sentence. There's two categories of particles. The first of them is those which describe the context of a word related to other words. For example, wa marks something as the topic of the sentence, koko wa, as for here. As another example, ga describes the subject of a sentence, boku ga iru, I'm here. In that sentence, boku is described as a subject using the particle ga. There's also a few other particles we've learned briefly, such as ni, de, and o. Now there is a second category of particles, and those are used more for emotion. They add a feel to the sentence. We've only learned one of those particles so far, and it's yo. This is used to describe giving new information. For example, boku wa koko ni iru yo. While this means I'm here, it has a nuance that's a little bit like an exclamation point. I'm here. Boku wa koko ni iru yo. If we contrast that with boku wa koko ni iru, it sounds a bit more robotic, dry, there's not much emotion in it. We can still use tone of voice, but yo really adds a strong emotion to the sentence. In this episode, I'd like to learn a second particle that's related to emotions. It's ne. It's a very common particle and is used very frequently in everyday conversation. So I think it's really good to learn, especially at an early stage, understand the feeling it gives, and then eventually use it yourself in your own conversations and writings. The ne particle is a little bit difficult to describe, especially because there's not really an equivalent in English. One of the best ways I would describe it is by saying it gives a feeling of friendliness, and it also gives a feeling that you're talking to someone else. You're not talking by yourself. Most of the time, if you were thinking out loud, you probably wouldn't say ne. So let's give an example. So in a previous episode, we learned the word kaeru, which means to go home. Let's say you were at a friend's house and you wanted to go home. You could simply tell them, boku kaeru, which means I will be going home. Now this sounds a little dry and a little cold, depending on how you say it. So to give a little bit of a friendly feeling, a feeling that the other person is there and you're acknowledging their existence, you could add a ne particle to the end of the sentence. It would sound like this. Boku wa kaeru ne. This sounds much friendlier, and it sounds more like you're actually talking to somebody instead of sounding like a robot. So it's extremely important. Now, you could also use other particles, such as yo that we just described. For example, if you really were not happy and you wanted to go home soon, and you wanted to emphasize that you're going home, you could say boku kaeru yo. Notice my tone of voice is a little different. Boku wa kaeru yo, and that has an emphasis of I'm going home, and you're really emphasizing that you're going home in the sense of giving them new information or sort of like an exclamation point. So depending on your emotions and what you want to convey to the other person, you can decide which particle you want to use. Again, in this episode, we're focusing on ne, which is boku kaeru ne. Now let's look at another simple sentence that uses the ne particle. Koko atsui ne. Now, if you'll remember, atsui means hot, as in temperature. Koko means here. Notice in this sentence, I'm not using wa or ga. You can sort of think of it as an implied wa. I could say, koko wa atsui ne, but that sounds a little robotic, so we drop the wa. Koko atsui ne. Notice I am pausing a little bit after the koko. That's, in a sense, to abbreviate the wa that's unspoken. In any case, notice again I'm using ne at the end of this sentence. Koko atsui ne. And this adds a little sense of friendliness, as if you're talking to somebody, you're acknowledging their existence. Another way to think of this as, it's hot, isn't it? In English, we say, isn't it, when we basically want to have someone else acknowledge or have a sense that we're communicating with someone else. We don't necessarily expect them to respond. It's not a real question. In other words, it's not like asking, do you think it's hot? But instead, we're saying, it's hot, isn't it? Which is very similar to, atsui ne. And in this sentence, we're just saying here at the beginning to make a little bit longer of a sentence. Koko atsui ne. It's hot here, isn't it? If you contrast that with koko atsui, it sounds a little bit robotic and cold and doesn't really sound too natural for everyday conversation. Now let's learn some more usages of the ne particle. First, let's learn a new verb, tetsudau. Tetsudau. This means to help. Now, if you remember, in the last episode, we learned the te form, and we also learned how we could use the verb kudasai to make a request using the te form. So, a simple way to ask someone to help would be tetsudatte kudasai. Tetsudatte kudasai. In other words, please help. Though I'm not saying me, it's sort of implied. Please help me. Tetsudatte kudasai. Now there's another way to ask for a little bit milder of a request that's not as strong, but kind of has the same idea. What we can do is replace kudasai with the ne particle. Tetsudatte ne. Again, this has a much friendlier feeling and is less formal. Tetsudatte ne. Help me, okay? Would be one way to sort of think about that. It's a little bit lighter than tetsudatte kudasai, which sounds somewhat formal and stiff. So let's practice this and use it with another verb. Let's say you were with someone who wasn't eating, maybe a child. What would be an informal way to ask them to eat? 食べてね would be a simple way, where 食べる is the verb for to eat. So we get the te form, 食べて, and we add the ne particle on the end. 食べてね. Now, before we give another example, let's learn one more verb. This is a very important verb. And one of the reasons that it's used a lot in Japanese, and it doesn't really have a great equivalent in English, it's 頑張る. 頑張る. This verb roughly means something like to try or to do your best. The way it differs from English is that there's a little bit of feeling of that you're kind of forcing yourself or really pushing yourself. So to some people, it has a bit of a negative nuance. But depending on how you use it in the situation, it could simply mean to try or to try doing your best. So as this is a type 2 verb, how do you think we would conjugate the te form of 頑張る? It's 頑張って. So to give a request with kudasai, we could say 頑張ってください. 頑張ってください, which is please try your best. We could also use the ne particle instead to give a little bit lighter, friendlier way of asking a similar thing. 頑張ってね, try your best. We could even drop the ne and simply say the te form, 頑張って. That has a similar feeling to the ne, perhaps a little bit less friendly, but it's the same idea, 頑張って. So we could just say the te form with the right tone of voice to ask for a light request. Or we could add the ne to give a little more friendly feeling. Now, we've used ne at the end of the te form, and also the dictionary form, and we've also used it at the end of I adjectives, as in atsui ne. You can also use the ne particle after the past tense. So let's give an example of that. Let's say your friend just finished taking a difficult test. When you saw them, you could say, testo gambatta ne. Notice I'm saying testo, which is a foreign word that means test. It sounds quite similar. Testo. And I'm also using ne at the end of the past tense of gambaru, which is gambatta. Gambatta ne. So again, we could think of this as, you tried your best, didn't you? It's not really a question. It's basically a way of acknowledging that they tried their best. Whereas if you said gambatta or testo gambatta, it sounds a little strange. It's not really clear. By saying ne, it's clear that you're talking about the other person. You're not talking about yourself. Testo gambatta ne. You did your best in the test, right? Is one way to think of the sentence. By the way, if you remember at the beginning of this episode, I said, Nihongo muzukashii ne. Do you have any idea what that means? Remember, Nihongo is the way we say Japanese as a language. Muzukashii is an I adjective that you may not have learned yet, but it means difficult. Here we're using ne at the end to give a little bit of a friendly feel and give the sense that we're acknowledging something with someone else. Nihongo muzukashii ne. You could think of this as, Japanese is difficult, isn't it? Or, Japanese sure is difficult, right? Again, we're not really asking them a question, but we're acknowledging the other person, and we're trying to communicate with them about something. All right, next I'd like to give a little mini quiz to practice some of the stuff we learned in previous episodes. How would you say, please study in the room? One way is, 部屋で勉強してください. 部屋で勉強してください. Remember, 部屋 means room. 勉強する is a verb that means to study. And the te form of する is して. Finally, we add ください, which means please, at the end of the sentence. 部屋で勉強してください. All right, how would you say Spanish is difficult, you know? One way to say this is スペイン語難しいね. Here we're using Spain-go, which is Spain, which is the country Spain, plus go, which you could think of as a suffix that makes a language. Spain-go is Spanish. We're also using muzukashi, which is the adjective we learned this episode, plus the ne particle, for a little bit of friendliness and acknowledging the other person. Spain-go muzukashi ne. So then how would you say, It's best that you study today. One way to say that is, 今日勉強した方がいいよ。今日勉強した方がいいよ。Remember, 今日 means today. 勉強した方がいい is a special phrase that we learned, which means you should do something. It has a bit of a strong feeling. した is the past tense of する。ほう means direction, or basically a selection between multiple options. And いい means good. But you can think of it as a set phrase. した方がいい means you should do something. 勉強した方がいいよ。And then the よ at the end gives a feeling of emphasis. 今日勉強した方がいいよ。Now, how would you say, I tried my best yesterday. Let's say there was a test. I tried my best yesterday. One way to say this is, 昨日頑張ったよ。I could add 僕, but it's probably not necessary because it's obvious from context. 昨日頑張ったよ。All right, finally, I'd like to give a few expressions for saying goodbye to someone. There's one that's quite famous that you've probably heard is さようなら。And there's a variation of that that's sayonara. I wanted to mention the derivation of that because it's a little interesting. Sayonara literally means if it is so or if it must be so. So you can imagine that this was part of a longer expression. Sayonara, if it is so or if it must be. Sayonara is a bit of a stiff formal expression that you'll probably see in movies and maybe in books, but it's a little formal. There's a few other expressions that are probably a little bit better for day-to-day life. One of the most common ones is またね。またね。また means again. ね is the friendliness particle we just learned. So if we put them together, またね, it's basically, I'll see you again. Or literally, again, all right? You can also say また会おうね, which means let's meet again, but that's not too common. Another thing you could say is じゃあね。Ja means a little bit like well, and ne is the ne particle we just learned. It's a little bit hard to translate this one, but you can think of it as, well, I'll see you later. Ja ne. For children, there's another expression that's pretty common. It's bye-bye. Of course, that comes from the English bye-bye. Now, it sounds a little kiddy, so I wouldn't recommend it unless you're talking to a child or you are a child. But it's still good to know. Bye-bye. All right, that completes our episode. Thanks very much for listening. じゃあまたね。